Oasis Audio presents The Finders Keepers Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. The Haunted Shortcut.
It's almost time for dinner, Benny. We have to hurry,
Jessie Alden told her 6-year-old brother. They were walking home from the post office, where they had bought stamps for their grandfather, James Alden, and mailed a letter for their housekeeper, Mrs. McGregor. Benny was picking something up off the sidewalk.
Look at this rock. It has sparkles in it, he said. Maybe it has a diamond hidden inside.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't, said Jessie, who was 12. Come on.
Well, how do you know?
Benny asked.
Because diamonds come from diamond mines a long, long way from here, Jessie said, smiling.
Oh,
said Benny, disappointed. He slipped the rock in his pocket just in case Jessie was wrong. He fell into step beside his sister and walked quickly along with her for almost a block. His step slowed, though, as she turned at the corner of the next street.
Hey,
he said,
this is the wrong way.
Not if we take the shortcut, Jessie told him.
Stopping, Benny said nervously,
the shortcut?
Through the backyard of the old Bidwell house and then along the path, said Jessie. You know, it comes out right on our street.
No,
cried Benny.
That old house is haunted.
It's not haunted, Benny. It's just an old house that no one lives in,
Jessie said.
Hurry up.
Benny stayed where he was.
That house is haunted,
he repeated stubbornly.
There's no such thing as a haunted house, Benny. You know that.